A new report shows men are losing confidence in their lives. The Male Confident Index was commissioned by digital independent outlet Man of Many, asking men from different generations around their confidence. While Gen Z is more open to show vulnerability, Gen X is concerned about the environment surrounding them, but both have scored 61 out of 100 in terms of confidence. I started asking co-founder of Man of Many, Frank Arthur, what prompted to research on this issue.
The Male Confidence Index is Australia's first national study to better understand how men experience confidence today. And it's designed as a long-term annual piece of research to surface changes and shifts in confidence over time. And the reason we thought this was important is because confidence plays a quiet but significant role in how men navigate, you know, their relationships, work, well-being, and sense of self. So even despite all that, you know, we've never really had a clear data-backed understanding of how confidence is actually experienced by men in Australia today. And, you know, where it's holding, where it's under pressure, and how it changes across life stages. So the Male Confidence Index exists to fill that gap.
So as you mentioned, the report shows how confident men from different ages feel. How did you measure confidence in this research?
Yeah, so in order to measure this, you know, we employed an independent research agency, Fifth Quadrant, and we measured confidence in men across generations and identified some key life domains, which were finances and career, health and well-being, relationships and belonging, masculine identity and societal role, and self-perception and life direction. So we asked them questions in regards to those domains on how they feel they're able to navigate modern life. And what the findings showed was, so we created an index score of 0 to 100, 0 being the lowest confidence score and 100 being the highest. And Australian men, on average, scored 63 out of 100, which, you know, it's not thriving, it's holding on, it's managing day to day. So that in itself is interesting, and also interesting to look at how those confidence levels shift throughout the different generations.
So as you mentioned, it's about generations and all that. So Gen Z shows more openness to showing vulnerability compared to Gen X, but both confidence levels are just above 60%. What are some of the reasons confidence is low according to the research?
Yeah, so there's a number of reasons. I think a couple of cohorts that were quite interesting. Gen Z, you know, they had the highest confidence when it came to measures of self-expression. 60% said they felt comfortable showing vulnerability. 57% said they're able to express their identity without fear of judgment. Gen Z also scored the highest when it came to emotional openness and adaptability. But at the same time, you know, they had the highest in terms of reporting that they were affected day-to-day by feelings of anxiety. In terms of Gen X, they had the lowest confidence. They had what we call the midlife confidence cliff, where they scored the lowest in things like career, relationship, social and emotional confidence. They were the lowest in being able to show vulnerability, expressing identity without judgment.
So what's the impact of social media on male confidence?
So social media was quite an interesting one to explore. Obviously, as you would expect, Gen Z, you know, they have the highest social media use, with over 37% being heavy users. And what we found with heavy social media users is that they all reported that it boosted their day-to-day confidence. However, the same heavy social media users are more likely to compare themselves to others, feel body image insecurity, worried about being quote-unquote cancelled. And they also reported to have lower levels of confidence when it came to managing emotions, recovering from setbacks, asking for help when needed. And what this demonstrates is that, you know, confidence is a quality that's built through in-person interaction, you know, so there's an opportunity here to build connection. Social media does play an important part of modern life. So this isn't about rejecting digital spaces, but it's about recognizing and understanding what their limitations are.
And what are some of the recommendations the index provides to men to strengthen their confidence?
One real key from this research is that we wanted to reveal some opportunities that are grounded in data to be able to meet men where they are. We're not describing solutions or quick wins, but the study does reveal opportunities for growth. So just to go through a few of them, one of them, which I think is the fundamental one, is to break the silence and normalize confidence change. You know, confidence isn't static. It changes depending on what's going on in your life. Another one, which I touched on before, is there's an opportunity to reframe midlife, not as a crisis, but as a moment of renewal and recalibration.
That was co-founder of Man of Many, Frank Arthur.